Good morning. Who's calling, Christian?
It's C. Montgomery Burns.
Wow.
Wow.
How much is that going to cost us now he's done that? Is that is that Harry Shearer?
Yes, it is. But I was trying to scare you into thinking I was buying the station. I own you, Christian.
Do you know what? If that did happen, we'd have a kinder, fairer boss, Harry.
Well, you must be in radio.
Yes, that's right. Yes, you know how it works. So that would be greeted well if that was actually going to be happen, if you were going to be the new boss. Harry Shearer, thank you very much for calling in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So how did you find out about this? Are you over in L.A., aren't you?
I'm in Los Angeles right now, but I found out on Twitter. It's the power of Twitter. You know, it can be used for evil and it can be used for good. So tonight I'm using it for evil.
And did one of our listeners tweet you? Have you had a couple of tweets from one of our listeners?
Yeah, I guess so. Luke. I don't want to use his last name in case he's a serial killer, but yeah, Luke. You know, they love the publicity, Christian. That's why I just want to point that out.
So if we deprive them of the surname, you think it'll stop it? Stop the killing?
I think so. I think because there are plenty of Lukes in the world. You know, that's not going to distinguish him. That's not going to go down in history. Unless he's in ancient Greece, and then a single name will work. You know? Oh,
Caesar,
yeah, Luke. Sure.
Luke.
Or in the Bible.
Right. Yeah.
If he's writing the Bible. Yeah, but aside from that.
Now, Harry, I'm a big fan of Le Show as well. I interviewed a couple of years ago when you had the New Orleans documentary you did as well, quite a few years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Thank you.
And I'm very pleased. I'm a massive Simpsons fan, and I'm sure you get fed up with people saying that they're glad that you're back in the
fold. Totally fed up. Totally fed up.
Well, that goes almost the next 5 minutes of this interview.
Almost enough to make you want to leave again, you know?
So you're not leaving. They've got you back in the fold, and you're staying on for The Simpsons.
Yes.
It's still one of the greatest TV shows in the world that's still funny every episode.
It's iconic. It's iconic. It's like those big Russian things. It's iconic.
Yeah, but it's not just iconic. It's also brilliant. My kids now have got into it, so I'm back rediscovering it. And there's still so many jokes crammed into just one episode.
Oh, yeah. How old are your kids? 42 and 43?
Yes, I didn't guess. Was it The Voice that gave it away?
Yeah.
What are your favorite characters still to do?
C. Montgomery Burns. Oh, I've already said that, but yes, that would be it. Yeah, C. Montgomery Burns, because he's pure evil. You know, a lot of evil people try to mask it or dilute it with some tincture of good. He doesn't bother with that.
Is there any way I could chub you with for Release the Flying Monkeys?
Release the Flying Monkeys.
One of my favourite Simpsons lines ever. I don't know why. It's the thought of the flying monkeys.
I think it's the visual of the flying monkeys,
it
you know,
is,
without having...
Yeah. I think Donald Trump is probably working somewhere on an army of flying monkeys.
I think Donald Trump is having his material written by an army of flying monkeys.
That's where he gets those policy ideas from, right?
Yeah. No, the Mexicans are killing us. I love them. I love the Mexicans, and they love me. They're going to build the wall, and they're going to pay for it. I mean, who would think that except flying monkeys?
So listen, Harry, the way this is doing, we're asking each caller a question that's been set by the previous caller. So your one comes from a Formula One world champion, Nigel Mansell, from this country.
And
his question is, who was the most successful bridesmaid in motor racing history? Who was the guy who never quite won the world championships?
Well, a bridesmaid wouldn't really be a Formula One racer. I don't think they let the... Do they? Anyway, I know nothing about Formula One, so I'm just going to say the first racing driver that came into my head, which is Niki Lauda.
It was Stirling Moss.
Stirling Moss, of course. That's what I said.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Now, we need a question from you, Harry, for whoever calls next.
What is your favorite bread? Easier to answer than this stupid Formula One question. I don't mean stupid. I mean, you know, obscure, trivial.
Do you know what?
It's a
great icebreaker question. I've never thought of before. What's your favorite type of bread? Because it can go so many ways, right? It's a great question.
You can go long, you can go round, and then you can start talking about the bread.
Is it sliced? Is it unsliced? This is mind-blowing stuff, Harry.
You're still talking about the bread, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it opens a world. It opens up so many worlds. So that's my question.
And are you calling in on behalf of supporting a charity as well?
Yes, the Lymphoma and Leukemia Foundation.
Is that a charity you've been involved with for a while?
Yeah, I think the last time Judith Owen and I did our Christmas show in London, which was a couple of years ago, we supported them at that time. So, yes.
Okay, well, listen, we need to go to the travel news now. Is there any way that our new boss, Mr. Burns, could order me to go to the travel news, Harry?
Something's going wrong at the M25. Dump it. Dump it now.
Harry, thank you so much for giving us a call. It's been a joy. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Richard. You too. Cheers.